Welcome back to another episode of your favorite storytelling podcast. I upload every Sunday at 9 a.m. IST, so make sure you follow me on Spotify because you don't want to be missing on the stories. I'm your host, Ralin Banas, and you're listening to Season 1, Episode 15. You listening right now are very ambitious. I can see that. Some of you wanting to be doctors, actors, and lawyers. Let's keep this old stuff aside. The rest of you listening wish to be Instagram models, YouTubers, podcasters, and or social media influencers. Stick around till the end as I give you powerful tips that will help you give yourself a head start in your career. Shout out to Melroy for the idea for today's episode. Well, the initial idea given by him revolved around my future career and stream. It didn't work initially as I tell stories and that doesn't make sense, right? Because I tell stories which have already occurred, but my future hasn't really occurred yet, so I don't think I'll be able to share, right? Guess what? I'll have to get creative. This podcast will be split into two parts. The first half will consist of me sharing a special story from my past about my YouTube channel and my attempt at podcasting. The second half, I'll let you know in on what I am going to do in the future. Those of you who are my friends back in school days will know that I was into gaming a lot. I decided to start my YouTube channel for the same, to share my gameplay. My initial attempt was good, but overexposure of rich YouTubers spoiled me. I felt like I needed to have the most expensive equipment to perform and produce videos as high quality as them. But having such expensive equipment was not viable, so I started doing my YouTube videos half-heartedly, not putting in the effort required. Yes, you could call me materialistic. Another issue that occurred was that I started YouTube late 8th standard. So by the time I uploaded a couple of videos, I was in 9th and 10th standard. If you live in an Indian household, you know how important studies and good grades are. A not so mutual agreement from my parents led me to pause YouTube for 2 years. Until I completed my 10th, what was a pause for me was basically me dead for my subscribers. I lost a ton of subscribers. My father and I made a deal. If I hit 85% and more in 10th, then he'd fund me for all the equipment I need for my YouTube. Back then, all the items I fantasized were leading up to a hefty total of 2 lakh rupees. And that is by no means cheap. Pausing YouTube was really difficult for me, but at the cost of a 2 lakh gaming setup, not so much. Since YouTube was out of the picture, I had more time to focus on my academics. I scored 84% in 10th, and I feel really, really sad knowing that I won't be able to receive the equipment. As sad as a person who got 89.99% instead of 90%. But my dad, he came up to me and said, "You sacrificed YouTube for 2 years and worked hard. So what if you didn't make it by 1%? I will provide you with whatever you need." If you're wondering that I said yes after that and maxed out my dad's credit card, then I'm sorry to say, but that did not happen. I simply said no to my father and thanked him for the gesture and quit YouTube and deleted my channel forever. I know you listening must be like, "Wait, what the?" If I would have been in that place, I'd have taken it. I know you would have said that. But what you have failed to understand is why I rejected it. Let me tell you. Over the course of 2 years, not only did I just focus on my studies, but also I spent hours on introspection. After 2 years of cutting the bullcrap, I couldn't lie to myself anymore. I had achieved mental clarity. I realized the game I play, I sucked at. So no amount of hardware was going to make me better. It wasn't the lack of equipment's fault, it was mine. I also had no plans of improving. Apart from that, there were millions of channels out there doing the same thing. I was not providing any value to the table at all. I know I wouldn't succeed. I'm doing everything wrong. Even I didn't enjoy watching my own videos. About the rich YouTubers spoiling me, I think you have interpreted it incorrectly. It's not they who are wrong. For for they started from humble beginnings with terrible camera quality and built their way up from there. It's me who is lazy and making excuses to get equipment. I know for a fact that the 2 lakh gaming setup was not going to make a difference. I rejected it because I wanted to earn it and work for it. Let's switch gears for a second. I've always been a curious boy. Unlike my other friends, I was always up to something or the other. I saw YouTube videos, I wanted to become a YouTuber too, I did it. I heard podcasts, I wanted to become a podcaster too, I did it. And here I am on Spotify and I still can't believe it. You could compare me to a little kid watching movies in a theater. If I'd watch a Spider-Man movie, you bet I'd come out thinking I want to be Spider-Man. Let's come to my experience with podcasting. Before this podcast, the one you're currently listening to, I had another podcast, a podcast on which I preached self-help. My strengths or my three pillars were lifestyle, habits, and perspective. It started going downhill when I started saying things that I didn't even mean or proudly preach things I didn't practice myself. The guilt was slowly building up to me and I could lie to the world but not to myself. Apart from being a hypocrite, I was also into statistics and numbers way too much and unhealthy amount. I constantly faulted the people for low numbers and blamed everyone instead of improving. I decided to remove this facade and finally I realized I'm not even that knowledgeable enough. I haven't read enough books and it's clearly too early for me. And with procrastination behind my back, I didn't release episodes as scheduled back then. Unlike now, where I keep most, if not all of my episodes pre-scheduled so that you have always something to listen to. I don't want to leave you guys hanging. Then I took the leap of faith and quit podcasting until this lockdown recently, where I decided to start it back again. My future plans are simple. I'm set out to be a full-time podcaster. Doesn't mean I'll drop out from college. I'll complete the due qualifications required as a backup. I'll finish my 12th in commerce, then do BMS for the degree. Don't quote me on this as I haven't done my research. It's just my father guiding me along the way. But I know for sure that I'm going to become a full-time podcaster by 2023. That's my end goal. By 3 years, I will have put the required hard work in and built an audience big enough to regulate sufficient monetary returns. No matter it be a YouTuber, actor, lawyer, or podcaster, if you put in the effort and hard work into it, take my word for it, you will succeed. I will see you in 2023 and be an example for others to follow for the same by proving nothing is impossible. Alright students, follow me on Spotify as it will give you 7 years of good luck. And follow me on Instagram to see behind the scenes of making of this podcast and to know the real me. I'll have the link for that in the show notes below. And in the next episode, we'll be discussing how and most importantly, why I started talking to people more.